everybody gets institutionalised, including us. You know, and it, you know, you say to staff, you have to stop and think sometimes. And what I ask the staff to do is just stand and watch and see, because we all get involved, every one of us. You know, and change is very hard for everybody. You know, and everybody likes routine and the way things should be. But with the type of client group we have, the changes are happening all the time. And she liked a cup and saucer. Now, most of them couldn't manage a cup and saucer. But trying to get the staff to give this lady a cup and saucer because it was new to them. And everybody else couldn't manage it, but she could. You know, so, you know, it might not always just be changes in care needs. It could just be culture as well, you know. And that was her lifestyle, and that was how she wanted it. We had someone else who had alcohol with every meal. And the staff said, "She's not got a problem." No, because that's normal for their lifestyle. You know, no, these are individual people, and that's the lifestyle they had. You know, but the big one I find with staff is clothing. You know, these joggies are fantastic things, but they look awful. You know, and you say, "No, we're trying to keep the clients individual. Come on, you know." And why should somebody's clothing taste change as their needs change? You know, they're here for us to care. You know, and yes, if they want a wee bit of makeup on or they want a wee curl to their hair, but why should, say, Jeannie wear trousers now when she's never worn trousers in her life? Why? You know, because it's easier for us. Well, that's not the case. It's not what's easiest for us. You know, we're here, we're providing a service. This is their home. You've got to remember that now. We're the ones invading their home now. You know, so it's getting them to stop and think, yes, there's things that are always going to be easier for us as the carer, but what about the person being cared for? Why should they change? And I think what we're finding, the staff found hard initially, was a lot of the residents could still make choices. You know, they still had capacity, and that they found that very difficult, you know, to deal with that. And it's, again, just teaching them, you know, it's individualisation. You know, what I say to staff is, think of that as one of your parents or your grandparents. How would you like somebody to care for them? How would you like somebody to speak to them? You know, don't raise your voice. Yes, they're deaf, but you don't need to shout. Speak slowly, clearly. And I think we are getting there with the staff. But again, we all sometimes get caught up in it, and we've all got to stop and think. And that's why I have regular meetings with the staff, and we involve families an awful lot to get the best that we can provide for the client.